You are locked in to Locked On Badgers. Here we go, Friday, December 6th, and it's been an awesome week here on the show. One of my favorite weeks I think I've had so far, and we are just one day away from the Big Ten Championship game. I'm actually getting ready to leave right now, literally like in about 30 minutes. I'm going to start driving down to Indy right after this show concludes, so I cannot wait to get down there. I can't wait to experience the sights. I'm definitely going to be posting on Twitter at ALO33 at Locked On Badgers, just giving you, you know, some different insights of the weekend, you know, some different things that I think are cool, and some, of course, some insight on some players, insight on some stuff like that. And I just can't wait to give you some good content on Twitter. So definitely stay tuned for that and some great content coming up today on the podcast. My name is Asher Lowe. I'm getting you ready for the Big Ten Championship game. I'm a sports director here at WSUM, the student radio at University of Wisconsin. I'm also a play-by-play broadcaster, and I'm also a contributor at BadgerBlitz.com, the Rivals affiliate of UW-Madison. But most importantly, I'm your host right here on Locked On Badgers every single day of the week, bringing you insider student perspectives filled with stats, special guests, and all things Badger sports. Make sure you listen and follow for free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and of course you can play Locked On Badgers literally wherever you get your podcast and on your smart speakers by saying play podcast Locked On Badgers. I'm starting today with what are the Badgers bowl chances right now. So everybody knows the crown jewel this year is the Rose Bowl. So how does Wisconsin get there? You know, Badger fans would absolutely love to see this team back in the Rose Bowl. I would love to see it. I'm an Angeleno. I grew up going to the Rose Bowl. It would be just a dream year if they can get back to the Rose Bowl. And, you know, there's a thought that I had originally about the Rose Bowl that I thought the rule, and I'm actually wrong on, I was proved wrong on this by reading the actual Rose Bowl the document that tells you, you know, what the Rose Bowl selection committee decides between, like how they make their decision. And I used to think it was just, oh, the top team or whatever gets the Rose Bowl selection. The top team in the college football playoff rankings gets in. And actually, the Rose Bowl has a little bit of leeway in terms of who they want in the game. So I'm going to read you right here what the language actually says. It's actually interesting to think about. Quote, if the next highest ranked team, meaning, of course, the team that's not Ohio State, and Ohio State will not be in the Rose Bowl because they'll be in the playoff, I think win or lose, and I think most people agree with that. So, quote, if the next highest ranked team is in a cluster of teams, meaning there's another team or teams from the same conference ranked within several spots of each other, the Tournament of Roses will select the team from that cluster that will result in the best possible matchup for the Rose Bowl game. So, end quote. So, really, you know, if Wisconsin right now, who's ranked 8th, Penn State's ranked 10th, the thinking was that, okay, the higher-ranked team in the college football playoff rankings will automatically be in the Rose Bowl between those two. That's actually not what it says, because this is going to be a cluster. These two teams are going to be within several spots of each other, no matter how things go down, unless, of course, Wisconsin wins outright. So, the thinking is, it's about the eye test. How are the Badgers going to look? And of course, if they look pretty good, aka stay in the game against the Buckeyes, they should be in the Rose Bowl because they should be ranked higher anyway than Penn State if they stay in the game. They should be in, very little questions asked if they keep it real close, if they have a chance to win this football game at the end. I think not a lot of people are expecting them to be able to do that. I think a lot of people are expecting this game to be pretty much the 16.5 point spread semi blowout that Vegas is expecting. I've heard predictions that are much worse than that. So, if Wisconsin looks good enough against Ohio State, I think the number, the magic number here is single digits. If it's single digits, I think it's an auto Rose Bowl berth for Wisconsin. When we get around, if the losing margin, I'm saying, of course, if they win the game, which I'm going to get into later, giving you some keys to a Badger win, but if they win the game, of course, this talk is completely irrelevant. Wisconsin is going to Pasadena. Like I said, that winning margin is extremely important. How much will Wisconsin actually lose the game by? How will they look in a loss if they lose? So I think single digits, like I said, would be a Rose Bowl berth. in the 10 to 16 range, that's where we get really iffy. Wisconsin loses by 13. They scored garbage time touchdown, you know, to make it 13 and not 20. What are we doing then? I think that's super iffy, and that's up to a bunch of old dudes from the SEC mostly deciding the fate of the Badgers. Just how college football works. Do I love it? Not necessarily. It's kind of a ridiculous system, but so it goes. So the Rose Bowl is the prize against what would likely be Oregon, which would be a really fun matchup. Rematch at the NCAA tournament last year. Two teams that play very different styles, but boy, that'd be a lot of fun to watch Wisconsin's defense go up against Justin Herbert, who a lot of people are saying could be the number one pick. Oregon Ducks quarterback. If the Badgers get absolutely throttled by Ohio State, we start to get into bowls that I don't think Wisconsin fans want to see the Badgers in. The Gator Bowl, the good old Gator Bowl against Tennessee, who's on fire, finished the year with four straight wins. They're 7-5 against either Tennessee or Kentucky was what most projections had. If Wisconsin gets destroyed by Ohio State, falls to the Gator Bowl, they'd play an SEC team. So, Gator Bowl's a possibility if the Badgers fall. Of course, the Cotton Bowl, also a possibility if the Badgers look good but not great in that 10 to 16 point range of a loss to Ohio State, but they hang in the game. I could very well see this team going to the Cotton Bowl, which would be awesome. You know, in Arlington, Texas, the Cotton Bowl Classic, New Year's Bowl, and they would play likely Memphis. That's something I've seen for the Cotton Bowl. That's the matchup I've seen people exploring. So you got the Rose Bowl as the crown jewel. The Cotton Bowl is kind of the secondary. The Gator Bowl, and then the Citrus Bowl falls in there a little bit above the Gator Bowl for sure and is a New Year's Bowl. But the Citrus Bowl, another Florida Bowl for this Wisconsin team. They would likely face Auburn. I've seen that being thrown around quite a bit. That'd be a fun matchup. I've seen the prospect of Wisconsin facing Alabama in the Cotton Bowl being thrown around. That'd be kind of nuts. You know, we have the Wisco-Bama series coming up, actually, in a few years. By the way, they're playing a home and home in consecutive years, Wisco and Bama. So we want Bama here in Madison, and we're going to get Bama. Let's talk about something crazy. Just hear me out here. I got this request on Twitter, so I'm going to go through it right now. What would Wisconsin have to do to make the playoff? It's a crazy possibility. There are crazy things that have to happen. Is it going to happen? I guess never say never, right? So here's what would have to happen. Wisconsin sits at 8 right now in the college football playoff poll. And if they beat Ohio State, then, you know, obviously, preferably in a two-score game in blowout fashion, if they absolutely just decimate the Buckeyes, which, of course, everyone sees coming, Wisconsin wins that game by 14, let's say. That's the start that gets the chain moving. This actually isn't in chronological order because Oregon and Utah play tonight, but that's the first thing that has to happen. That's a must. Beat Ohio State, look good doing it. Then Baylor beats Oklahoma in the sloppiest Big 12 championship game of all time. And then you absolutely have to have Oregon beating Utah. Got to have that. LSU has to beat Georgia. And boom, Wisconsin has a legitimate shot at the college football playoff. It's as easy as that. A 14-point win over the Buckeyes. Baylor beats Oklahoma in the sloppiest Big 12 championship game of all time. LSU beats Georgia pretty badly. Oregon beats Utah. And voila, Wisconsin is the 4 seed. There you go. There it is. Root for all of that to happen this weekend. Coming up, award season for the Badgers. And they are all over the Big Ten award list, and all over some national awards as well, especially for JT. And then coming up later, three keys for Wisconsin to come out with the huge upset, improbable victory against the Buckeyes. Award season for Wisconsin. Going to run you through some of the awards that came out this week for this team. Jonathan Taylor, it starts with him. Big Ten football running back of the year. Well-deserved, second straight year. And a guy that, you know, just the accolades are wild. No one has ever rushed for more yards over a 3-year span than Jonathan Taylor. He's the second leading rusher in Big Ten history. And he leads the country with 55 rushes of 10 or more yards. He's going to need some of those against the Buckeyes. Absolutely. It's one of my keys actually coming up. We'll get to that. He's caught, and this is a big one here. Fall camp, everyone was talking. Jonathan Taylor's a pass catcher. He's improved his hands. This is kind of the next element of his game that isn't completely elite yet, and it's become really good. 22 passes, 201 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns through the air this year, including, of course, a huge one against against Minnesota. Looking to have a huge one against Ohio State, though. But, of course, had that massive play against Minnesota that really turned the Wisconsin offense around in that game. Many, many others on the All-Big Ten teams, honorable mentions, and, of course, a lot of them are on the line as well, helping Jonathan Taylor, propelling him to this amazing season. Jonathan Taylor, of course, first-team All-Big Ten, coaches and media. Cole Van Lannen, offensive tackle, second-team All-Big Ten, well-deserved. Logan Bruss, honorable mention, well-deserved. And then we get into some other members of the offense, 3 honorable mentions. Quintez, who has just come on as of late. Of course, the massive performance against Minnesota. Jake Ferguson, been a key blocker for Wisconsin, made some key plays in the passing game this year, the tight end, Madison native. And then Jack Cohn. Let's talk about Jack Cohn for a second. He's been really good. And I think people that might get lost sometimes with this team. And, you know, he never looks extremely special when you watch Jack Cohn. He doesn't jump off the page at you when you look at his stats. And you don't look at him and you're like, you know, you're just like, wow, like this guy is that dude. Like he is so you don't look at him and, you know, Jack Cohn's the man. Jack Cohn is the guy. But, hey, when you watch him, though, he gets things done. He gets it done. He puts balls where they have to be many, many times, time and time again. And, yes, he's struggled in some moments this year. But, overwhelmingly, it's been a very successful season for the junior from Sayville. 17 touchdowns, just 4 picks. That's the big number I've been talking about this year. Not turning the ball over for Jack Cohn. Only 4 picks this year and tied for 11th in the nation in QB rating. So it's been a very successful year for him. Well-deserved honorable mention on the Big Ten team. What about the defense? First team All-Big Ten, Mr. Zach Bond. Boy, does the senior deserve this. He has been, I'm running out of adjectives, honestly, to describe just how good Zach Bond has been for this Badger team. Complete leader of the defense when you watch him on the field, 11.5 sacks, tied for 9th in the nation, 2 forced fumbles, a pick to go with it, 45 solo tackles, 62 tackles in total. And, you know, coming off of the fact that he's had 2.5 sacks in 2018 and 2016 combined, to have 11.5 sacks this year, wild stuff for Zach Bond. An extremely impressive part of what is a very impressive linebacking core. Also included in that linebacking core, Chris Orr, the Texas native, second team All-Big Ten. He's been so fun to watch. I mean, he is dynamic energy-wise when you just get around him. The guy just oozes energy, positive energy. And he's been huge for this team in the locker room. I just, you know, I see him around his teammates. I see him in the media availabilities, and he's just a great guy. Like, he's just a guy that I'd want to play with, you know? A guy that I'd want to be around if I was a player. Also has 11.5 sacks, by the way. Tied for the team lead with Zach Bond. 2 forced fumbles. DeSoto, Texas native. Coming off of a 0 sack performance last year. 11.5 this year. I mean, it's been a wild improvement for Chris Orr in much more of a role this year. Aaron Cruikshank, Wisconsin return specialist, return specialist of the year in the Big Ten. AC Hollywood gets his dance moves going before the game. Watch out for that this Saturday. He really breaks it down before the game. He keeps it loose, is what he told me actually in an interview last week. He just loves to keep it loose before the game. Best dance moves, one of the best returners in the country, as well the best one in the Big Ten, according to the media. The media votes. Wisconsin going to look to put all these awards behind them and focus on a dub? How are they going to get that win? We're talking about it right here on Locked On Badgers. Three keys for a Wisconsin win on Saturday. I'm getting right into it. I don't want to talk about this being close. I've talked about this being close enough. I've talked about the spread. I've talked about all this stuff. I don't care. How is Wisconsin going to win this football game on Saturday? Here's three ways they can do it. They have to run the ball effectively. They absolutely have to. It sounds simple. It was not simple against this team last time. That team from Columbus. That big, bad team from Columbus. 20 carries, 52 yards for JT the last time these two teams met. He needs to triple that. 150 is probably the number for JT. Alec talked about it yesterday. He has to run the ball effectively. That starts at the line. The offensive line was pushed around. A very good offensive line was pushed around by Ohio State. Oh, also not to mention Chase Young was being blocked by Jake Ferguson. So let's hope that doesn't happen anymore. I'm not giving Jake Ferguson a hard time. That's just how good Chase Young is. You got to double team him, let alone trying to single block him with a tight end. Run the ball effectively. JT's had three consecutive 200-yard games that followed that 52-yard performance. Of course, had a better day in the receiving game against Minnesota, but did punch it in the end zone on the ground as well. That's key number one, run the ball effectively. Number two, they can't play from behind. They really cannot. They're not built to, either in the score, on third down, meaning they can't get into third and longs. They can't play from behind early. They can't fall down 10-0, 14-0. There's no coming back from that. There's no coming back from that against a team as good as Ohio State. And third down is so important for this team. It also kind of goes into playing from behind. They don't want to play from down and distance, from long distances on third down, in third and eights, third and nines. They want to play in third and twos, third and threes. Key number three, the secondary. The corners have to avoid allowing the explosive plays in the pass game. Yes, J.K. is going to get his all day. J.K. Dobbins can get his. I don't think he's going to have as great of a performance as he did against the Badgers the first time. But, and if he does, by the way, yeah, good luck. But he's going to get his. The key here is the backbreaking plays that Chris Olave had, the two touchdowns, 93 yards, that just killed Wisconsin and Columbus. That can't happen. Can Wisconsin get it done? What do you think? Hit me up on Twitter at ALO33 at Locked On Badgers. It's been an awesome week here on the show. I have tons of content coming for you this weekend on Twitter. Stay tuned. I'm calling the game on the WSUM sports stream. If you want to hear my call of the game, although I understand there's legends, Matt LePay, legend, I get it. I'm not hurt. I get it. If you want to hear my radio call of the game, I'll be posting the link on my Twitter. Stay tuned, as always, on Wisconsin. Let's get a dub in Indy.